All right, let's go ahead and call the meeting to order.
Murphy.
Here.
Buffo.
Here.
Warren. Perry.
Here.
King.
Here.
Stuber.
Here.
Trulaw.
Here.
All right, if you join me in the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And we invite you to remain standing as we pray to open our meeting. Father, we just thank you for your wisdom reigning here in Tolono. We thank you, Father, that no matter what our views, no matter what our personal feelings are, we thank you, Father, that your wisdom helps us guide the village of Tolono. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, public comments. All right, Mr. Davis.
Hi there. I don't know how many of you read the letter that I passed out. Mm-hmm. Some of you just got tonight. But I think the fact that the village is trying to charge landlords for back water bills is ridiculous to begin with. I don't know how a business, you guys are in the business of buying and selling water, how can you go to someone who does not sign for that water, owe for it? I mean, the utility companies don't come after the landlords. Gas company doesn't. The electric company doesn't. Why would the village think that they can be in the business of buying and selling water and go to someone who doesn't even order it, pay for it?
Well, it's an ordinance that's been on the books since 1973?
Somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there. And we reaffirmed it 2 years ago? Or a year ago? Because the village was losing money in the water business. Because we really aren't in the business of making a profit off of it. We want just enough to run the system. That's why our water rates are the lowest in the anywhere around. We've had to raise them just recently because we kept losing money in the water program. When I first came on the board, we lost $100,000 one year in water and sewer. So we're slowly increasing the rates till we can actually do a few improvements on them, but still keep the rates as low as absolutely possible. So that's why the ordinance was probably put on there in 1973. I don't know, because I wasn't here.
Obviously,
it
wasn't important enough to enforce it for 30 or 40 years.
Okay. But should we not enforce ordinances that are on there because we don't like them? Or should we get rid of the ordinances if we don't like them?
You should get rid of the ordinances that are not liked and not, you know, inducive for the town. You're wanting people to move to Tolono. And business in Tolono. And I'm trying to do a business by bringing people in to rent houses to them. And you're going to charge me for their water bill?
Yeah, and that's something you can recoup through your
I'm not selling them water.
Your deposit on it. We've had how many people landlords have paid their water bills?
Like 5 or 6.
We've had 5 or 6 landlords already come in and pay their water bills that were past due. And I think in your letter, which I haven't read it, I briefly kind of skimmed over it, but in your letter, you said something about getting a letter when they come there late and stuff. And it's something we've talked about that we could probably do. I'm looking at Brandy because she's kind of in charge of that system.
Yeah, I mean, if you want us to send you a letter when we final their account or when we send them their first letter, that's we can absolutely do that.
And the village is quick at shutting off water, too. If they don't, they can only go... There's a certain dollar amount.
$35.
If they don't hit the $35, then they can keep going without paying it, but they get a late fee. But as soon as the next bill will be over at their $35, and then it gets shut off. So
you're giving them credit for 2 months and then sending me the bill. One of mine was $117.
Was it probably the final bill?
Final bill from how long? The gal's been in prison, I think, for almost a year now.
Probably back.
Why don't you look these people up right after they quit paying? Because if they're not paying you the water, they're probably out because everybody wants to have water.
Yeah.
Why don't you have the police instead of driving around and saying, well, this property needs new eaves on it and this one needs some soffit put on it, go around and find these people and bill them.
Which is what we are doing on a lot of them. But the ordinance says that the landlords are responsible for it if their tenants don't pay it.
But
it's the same thing as if they...
You haven't done it for 40 years and now you're starting to enforce it?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So we don't run a deficit in the water again.
How come you don't charge them a deposit for $100?
Which we've talked about charging. It's been talked about in the office about doing a deposit. We wouldn't need a $400 one, but...
Or $100. I don't care.
$100 would probably take care of most last bills. But we've talked about it. It's something the board would have to discuss and vote on and add to the procedures on the water. And it's not out of the question.
So you've revised the old ordinance?
The old ordinance was revised... It was either a year, a year and a half ago.
The past 2 years.
Yeah.
And still, now we're just starting to build people.
Yes, because we're going back through all the ordinances, and if we're not enforcing them, they don't need to be on the books. If we are going to enforce them, they need to stay on the books. And this is one that the board feels that it should be on the books, and we shouldn't be running negative in our water.
I agree, because you're in the business of selling water.
We're in the business of breaking even on the water.
You're still in the business. You buy it from Northern Illinois Water.
We technically are under because we have to maintain sewage in our lines, and that does not cover what we charge citizens of Tolono for their water. So technically, we're losing money.
So technically, you're poor businessmen.
I would have to go back to people that were on this board before, probably.
Yeah, that's where a lot of this comes from, is almost this entire board is brand new, including the mayor.
I mean, I buy this water. I don't want it to go up anymore, but I don't want to have $1 million system that we have to try to maintain without having some kind of income to supplement that. So we're trying to make it so it's not a bad business decision.
But you're putting the burden on the landlords.
Most municipalities have this same ordinance that we have.
Name them.
That's most of them. I can get you a list if you want a list, but I'm sure they do.
Well, Sedoris just sold their water too, and their water bills doubled.
Fisher's the same way.
Yeah, Fisher's doubled. That's why I've talked with Americ Water. I just met with them last month, and they would love to have our system. They'd love to have our sewer and water, and our bills will double because we compared them to the two systems they just bought, and essentially they'll double if they buy them.
Philo's bills are about double what ours, and they don't have city sewage like we do.
Yeah, I've compared mine with Matt since he lives in Philo, and we pay the same, and I have sewer, and I have less. He has less kids than I do in the house, so it's. We're trying to keep the rates as absolutely low as possible. We're not trying to put a burden on landlords, but you can at least recoup it through a deposit. Now, that is a possibility. Put a deposit on the water and make sure it's enough to cover the last bill.
Those are about double what ours.
So it's a it is an option, and it's something the board will talk about. But as it currently stands, landlords are responsible for their properties because it's their properties.
But it's not my water.
But it's your property. And through the ordinance, it's been on the books forever. And we're going through the ordinances and enforcing them.
Again, 30 to 40 years after somebody put it on the books and they didn't enforce it, that kind of set a scale of what you're going to do.
Well, that's why we revisited it a couple years ago and we put it back on the books again.
Did you notify the landlords that was going to happen?
And we have board meetings. It was on the agenda. It was never taken off the books, that's correct, but we have agendas for our meetings, they're posted. Now we're doing everything, we're posting things online now, we're actually putting our meetings online, but it was discussed. It was discussed at length. In fact, it lingered for like 6 months, the discussion, back and forth, before we voted on the new ordinance on it. And it was, and not, nobody came in. And I know you pay attention to the meetings, and you read the agendas.
Never heard that you...
But it was put back on the books, and that was actually before I became mayor was when they started the discussions on it. I can't remember exactly when we voted on it, but it was before I even became mayor, it was talked about it.
They voted to do that.
I don't know if it was before or after I became mayor, but it was discussion started before I even became mayor to to go out and start enforcing them.
So how many people on the board voted for it?
I don't know. We'd have to pull the old ordinance.
How many people here on the board voted for it?
I'd say probably, I'd have to go back to make sure, but I'd say I did.
I think Terrence was probably on the board.
Yep.
Can't remember if Jared was on the board. I don't think so.
We wouldn't have been.
I don't think they were on the board yet. So.
So how's the board presently feel about charging landlords for their tenants' water that could be as much as 7 years back due?
I believe right now the landlord needs to be responsible for the property. It's your property. It's not the tenant's property. I understand they're the ones buying the water, but you could also change that and include water in your rent.
It's bad enough just collecting rent from them, let alone water.
I know one of your paragraphs, you said that you don't receive any kind of recompense for bringing a tenant to the village. Have you thought that maybe the village having low water rates in a sewer system is a reason why somebody might want to live here?
Possibly.
Or that the fact you don't have to upgrade a septic system or a well as part of the...
You're in the business of providing that.
And we are. We want to provide that. We still believe it needs to be a public... Our water needs to be a public entity, not sold off to a private firm that isn't really answerable to anybody. They can do what they want.
But still, you should make money at it. If you're going to buy and sell water... You should make money.
We don't want to make money. We want to make it. We break even and have just enough to provide maintenance and upkeep. We're not profiting. We're not putting money back into the general budget from the water. It's all going right back in the water system.
I mean, we could run it as a make-profit business, but we'll have to double the rates to make a profit out of it. And nobody here, all of us live in this town. We like the rates the way they are. I mean, I would love for them to be lower, but we've got to at least break even with the water.
I agree.
And so we're trying to keep it as low as possible without putting the burden on the entire village of it.
But again, you're putting the burden on the landlords.
So I'm hearing that you're getting bills from 7 years ago that you're a tenant of yours that you were making money off of decided not to pay their water bills. And then you started getting notices just last year about something that happened 7 years ago.
Just in the past 2 months.
In the past 2 months. Was this part of the debt collection thing?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's going back that 7 years and finding...
Go back. Mine's only going back probably 2 years.
Okay. But, and so it's not supposed... I thought it was designed to go after the actual person... who was responsible for the bill.
Which, according to our ordinance, is the landlord's responsible.
Okay. That's why
he's
the one that's
getting the
notice.
Do you go back
at the
person that used to live there, too?
All right. Because I was
both.
A little confused on because I didn't read the ordinance.
So it goes to both. It's going to both. Ultimately, both of them are responsible for it.
Yes.
So it is the notice is going to both. So it's going to the person that was living there. It's on the account, the water account, and it's also going to you. So if they pay it, then it'll get dropped that way.
Why don't you have your attorney who comes to all your meetings bill these people?
Well, we're billing
the court.
And part of the problem with this entire thing is these weren't being followed up on. The final bills were getting sent out, but nothing was being followed up on them. Because of the way the system was set up, I could give you a gazillion excuses, but it doesn't really matter. It's essentially a failure that we had within the village that people were not paying their final bills. That's something that is costing us money in the water system too. We had over $30,000, just going back 7 years, it was over $30,000 worth of unpaid bills. So that's something we're fixing from now on. So now people are going to get their final bills from now on, and we're going after them, and we have a service that's going after them if we don't get them after they are delinquent for, 30 days or so, then that service will go after them. So that's something we're not going to have fall through the cracks anymore.
What about the bills that, one, the gal's in prison, been gone for probably, two tenants ago. How many late charges did she get charged?
I don't know. I don't have the bill in front of me.
I don't either.
So.
I'm just saying, do you charge a late fee every month that it's late?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I could be paying a year or 2 years worth of late fees. Which is what, $10 a month?
When do the late fees stop? Or do
they? When they final their account.
So when the account's final, the late fee stops. So if they're delinquent, if they still have an account there and they're still using water, they're getting a late fee each month that they're using it.
How can they still be using water?
Once the account is final, the final bill is done, and correct me if I'm wrong, once the final bill is done, so the final bill is $200. Their water's been shut off, it's the final bill, they've moved or whatever, it's $200. The late fees stop, and that $200 just sits there until it's paid. It's not getting a $10 a month late fee after the account's been closed.
I'm saying they're leaving, and you still add late fees that I have to pay.
But the late fees stop after the bill's been stopped. After the account's been closed, the late fees stop.
Okay. I still think it's wrong.
I understand.
What do you think, Mr. Attorney?
I think these folks get elected to decide it, and the ordinance that they have is legal.
Okay.
Any other discussion on it?
Thank you for your time.
Thanks, Denny.
I still disagree with you.
That's fine.
Have a lovely evening.
Follow up on the fire truck, too.
Okay.
Because it's been told, they've been told to order it. That's the
I
truck.
Heard they ordered it. Did I was they? Going to call him today, I just didn't have time.
Okay.
I'll let you know.
All right. Penny?
Peggy.
I'm sorry. Apparently I can't read. New glasses.
Sorry, it's my chicken scratch. I drive on a lot of the Tolono streets mm-hmm. every day because I have a service where I pick up and I drop off children for my preschool program. And back in the spring, a sign appeared along 45, which is obstructing my view. And I'm sure anybody else who's on that, who actually resides, and it's Reynolds Street. And Reynolds, where it comes into 45, or is that called Long Street as well?
I think so, yeah.
So my route currently, I come from Holden on around to Reynolds, and then from there I usually head north. So when I come up to that intersection twice in the spring, and it was right at the end of my school year, and I was glad that my school year was over with because I didn't have to worry about it, but it happened twice again now, and so that's why I'm very concerned. I will pull up to the stoplight, and it's on that curve, so I'll look left, I'll look right, I'll look left, I'll look right, and I take off, and now two times there has been a car that is not hiding, but it's obstruct my
by the
my,
sign.
The sign has obstructed my vision uh-huh. of it, so I'm out, and then I see it, and so I'm heading north, and nobody's coming from this way, but now I'm coming across the lanes, and I'm in the risk of being T-boned, and I have children in my care, and I did take pictures earlier.
You did mean by the stop sign, not the stop light.
Stop
correct?
Sign.
Stop sign. Okay.
Stop sign. Did I say light? Sorry. So this is.
Yeah, I saw you.
Oh, one of those light up signs? Okay.
So, and you can see there's a car right here.
Yeah.
That behind it,
mm-hmm.
I just
sit
there and I took pictures. So from in my vehicle, then you can't see it like too good from this picture, but the sign is here.
Yeah.
So. That's I look back and forth, and then I've taken off. So two times in September and October, this has happened where I pull out, and then there's someone right there.
That's that temporary sign that they put there. They're putting a permanent one there.
How soon is the permanent?
Have they applied?
I don't think they haven't applied, but I'm assuming because they had a permanent one at the other location, right?
They cannot put one there. That's not
okay.
Right away. That's.
Can that sign be there?
It's mobile.
It's mobile, but
yeah.
Still, if it's a blocking view. But that might be just a conversation with them, too. They might just move it if it's causing problems. Because they're pretty easy
that,
to get along with.
That's
so.
Highway, so nothing permit can be put out there.
Okay.
Look into that
well, show those to Rick, and then tomorrow, go by and have a conversation with them. I mean, I think they'll work with us. Just have a conversation with them and see if they can figure out another location for their sign. I mean, it's
even on the other side of the sidewalk.
Exactly. Because it...
Well, if they don't have a state, if that's on state...
But it's a, not a permanent sign, it's like...
No, but I think it still has to have a permit on there from the state that it's allowed to be.
Okay, well... Have a conversation. I bet if we have a conversation with them, they'll move it.
Yeah.
Because they don't want, I mean, they're an insurance company. They don't want an accident.
That's Swire's. Oh,
is it Swire's? Okay.
So that was my concern.
Okay. Well, cool. We'll see if we can take care of it if, and we'll have Rick double check on it. And...
That would be good.
Perfect.
Can you, Rick, when you find something out, can you reach out to...
Oh, yeah. Can you... Can, that's perfect. Good call. Absolutely. All right. Huh? It's all you, Matthew.
Your screen's fuzzy.
I need to get only the letters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a big thumbprint on it.
He's fuzzy.
We did that on purpose.
No.
Conceal his identity.
Idiot's 20 pounds.
I was thinking more like 30, but you know.
Or 40, yeah, depending on the person.
I'm thinking 200.
Go ahead, it's all you.
We had our bid opening last week for one of Biden's daggies. I think the bids have made the board packet. We had five bids.
I don't see it.
Ranging from the high of 30,000 to the low of 19,800. So, pass this one around.
That's the demo of the house?
That is, yes. All the above, there's the house, the garage. Two sheds and a deck.
And is that putting the property back to, like,
yes,
making it nice that somebody can build on it?
Yes.
Perfect.
Trees, we've cleaned up a bunch of trees. I don't know how many trees I really want to take down. I just don't want to clear cut that lot.
Oh, no, I don't want to either. It's got some good trees on it.
Some are better than others.
Oh, yeah.
It's, like I said, I don't want to just get rid of everything on that.
The low bid, I tried to look up that company a little bit. I didn't see anything bad about him, but they did have a little Facebook site.
I think he does. He's done several jobs.
Blockfield Tiling and Broadlands.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's done quite a bit of work in Tuscola.
Has he done it for the village of Tuscola?
Yep.
Can we just, since we had a bad experience, can reach out to the village and maybe get a recommendation or something? Yeah, they sounded, from what I could find on them on the web, that nobody's blasting them saying, hey, they did a horrible thing. They've got good reviews.
I can give Tuscola.
We know everything on the web is true, so.
The only one I don't know is the GMAX, and they're high too, so.
Yeah,
they were at, you're right, I've heard that company before. But
it's kind of weird they come this far to get
a
house.
We had a phone call from Chicagoland area. And they did submit a bid, but there were a lot of people that got the bid packet and didn't bid.
Well, it's
so
good they're getting it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'm happy with that, with them. So if we can at least get a good recommendation or two,
okay,
and then
because I'd like to get that
done
awarded
soon.
I gave them until April 15th. I just kind of pulled the number out. That way they have time next year to get that reseeded, hopefully grass grow, and we'll be done.
And we kind of looked over the contract to make sure we covered everything, and you're happy with it. And
I
mean, it's my big thing is I don't want them to dig a big hole and then bury stuff and then end up with a problem later on.
EPA-wise, I don't think you can really do that.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
Looking for any kind of horror stories that we can avoid.
Well, if they've done it before, they know all the regulations.
Yeah.
So,
but
just because they know.
Do you guys want to vote on that? As long as Matt gets a good recommendation from Tuscola.
Was that budgeted?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's actually a little bit under budget.
Yeah, we budgeted $35,000 for the entire thing.
Yeah. For the entire thing. That's but in the
it's public knowledge.
Yeah, we still had asbestos research though. Inspection. Still have got a bill from MSA to do the structural assessment. So that should be coming probably here soon.
How long ago was that?
We already had that structural assessment done.
Yeah.
Yes?
No. That we had the asbestos assessment. The environmental assessment. Mm-hmm. And then we had to do
25-6.
The structural assessment. That way we didn't have to go in and remove everything from the structure, saying that that structure would be unsound if we went in there and started removing interior walls and stuff like that. The pictures I sent to MSA Engineering, they included that. They wrote up a letter and provided that to us. So.
I make a motion to approve the bid from Blockfield Tiling LLC to demolish 105 East Daggy for $19,800, subject to confirmation of a good recommendation from the city of Tuscola.
Second.
Call.
Bubba?
Yes.
Siri?
Yes.
Bing?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulo?
Yes.
So nice to get that done. It feels like a huge accomplishment. This is all done. All right. Your garage doors.
You would not leave. You call, and it's maddening sometimes that you can't get estimates like you want. I got several. One company never did call me back after they gave me the first quote. I wanted to have them rework the quote just a little bit. Never anything back. Called them, left messages. Nothing. So I have three estimates. Denny's Door Service, $6,612. I've got Champaign Danville Overhead Doors at $9,396. And I've got, I think it's Roki Overhead Doors out of Arthur, or Arcola, at $6,414.03.
Those are for the doors on your building, right?
Yeah.
Both?
The two north doors facing the street.
Okay.
Two doors, two openers. I added, and I put that in there, the bid I got was $6,189.03, but I added five more garage door openers to that for all the trucks. I'd like to, they're four button, so hopefully next year I can replace the other two, replace the openers, and have all those where they're ran with one opener instead of having four garage door openers sitting up there on the sun visor of these trucks. So, and that did include the openers of $6,414. So.
$6,414.
What do you know about that company? Anything?
What's that?
What do you know about that company? I know Denny's and I know Champagne.
I've seen their commercials. They were doing some work here in town. That's when I called them. They came out.
Okay.
Pretty reputable. They all of the companies have, they're quoting the same, exact same garage doors.
Okay.
So windows on the doors, same insulation, same door openers. So I think the Champaign Danville Overhead Doors, their price, it was a little different. They had a little bit different opener. So it was, but they're.
But it should be a couple thousand dollars or more. That's an awesome opener.
Pretty significant money there. Because I did not have that much budgeted for that. So.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to accept the bid for $6,414.03 from Roki.
Second.
Roll call.
Pepo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Stuper?
Yes.
Trulo?
Yes.
Anything else?
I think it may have been to the board packet. It did not make it onto the agenda. I did find a mower for one of the tractors. I would kind of like to move forward with that.
What? Okay. My only issue is, how much is a brand new one?
You're talking a couple grand.
$25,000 to $3,000 probably.
Because I was looking at the pictures of this one, and it looks pretty raggedy.
What do you plan to do with this mower?
We're going to take the belly mower up at John Deere tractor, and we're going to mow taller areas along the tracks, the dump. We can get closer to the water out of the sewer plant pond, and stuff like that. That, and like out of the base of the pro build.
And it does need a new
belt. Some of those areas we just can't get to. If you raise the deck up, we're still getting
cash.
Hung up on things. Mm-hmm. So
they want cash.
If you got it on the back, you can raise it up however high you want it, get it out of the way. So
I was wondering if we could work something out with the township, if they'd loan us a brush hog or something for it.
I don't know if they'd have anything that small.
Or even a brush hog and a tractor, even if we traded them use of patching machine, since we have cold hot patch machine, the jetter.
Well, they borrowed our both. Yeah, they borrowed our leaf vac last week, and they borrowed.
Because you don't even do that twice a year, maybe?
I think we would probably use this mower pretty much all the time instead of the belly mower. This is a finish mower. It's not just a bush hog mower. It's a finish mower. It's
a 3-point.
Yes.
My only reservation is I'd rather go with something a little newer. And maybe these pictures don't do it justice. It might be awesome.
How old is it?
I don't know. I don't think that guy knows. It's it's not as old as some that I've seen. This does have the gearbox. A lot of the older ones are the belt drive, so they got a flywheel about that big around. So, this is a newer, it might be 20 years old. I don't know. But I can get it to look like new. We have to spray some paint on it. And
I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about it getting it, and then we end up with
$400 paperweight.
$300. I got it talked down to $300. Yeah. So.
It's up to you guys. I mean, if.
And I can go look at it. The guy, I talked to him last week, so he's holding it right now for me. I just got to bring him a check. I want to look at it, make sure it looks fine. If it doesn't, I walk away. No harm, no foul.
Can he run it for you?
I don't know. He said he's got something that he can load it with, so I'm guessing he could. So
he's got another one sitting right next to it, so.
Yeah, I'd be fine if you could look at it and see it run.
Yeah.
I mean, really all that can go bad is in some gears.
He said it needs a new belt, but, a belt's $35.
Yeah.
So.
As long as it's not hit a stump and totally out of balance.
Right, if it's not all rusted out. It looks like it's rusty, but I don't think it's rusted out.
Can you just use your allowance and make a motion?
If everybody's okay with it, I'll just use my allowance. But I'm using part of my allowance for something else. We're going to finally put a TV up in here, because we're going to try to do a, we've had some complaints with some ID issues with some of our establishments. A little Facebook drama on that. So we're going to do a class in here for our liquor establishments.
That's not going to take 5,000.
No, it's not going to take 5,000. No. No, absolutely not.
So you know, I've got that in my budget.
Oh, it's in his budget. Never mind. It's in his budget, so I don't have to use my allowance for that.
You asked me to do that.
I know. Perfect.
For a display in here?
Yeah.
I trust Matt's decision on it. I mean, literally, unless it's hit a stump and it's totally been out of whack, there's...
Got new blades on it?
Yeah.
Jared?
I mean, he's the one that's got to work on it if it's all messed up, so...
Right. Again, it's... Yeah, it doesn't look the best right now. Get a fresh coat of paint on it.
It's a wood, so it's thick metal. It's take a lot to rust.
Damn.
A lot of farmers keep them outside. That's why they look like they do, but they still last forever. So.
I know. Anything else?
Okay. I met last week with Sean McBride, sewer plant.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't want to even hear this one.
One of the blowers is down. It's
more money.
Out of the plant. It's in their shop. So we're down to two blowers. I don't know what else in the basement. I'm hoping they're all up and running correctly. So the blower, what it does, it puts the aeration into the aeration tank. It just, it creates the air bubbles that helps the digestion and sewage treatment process.
Helps feed the bacteria and all everything in there. It's like yeast.
It helps break down the stuff.
Yeah,
it's like a fish tank.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a bubbler.
So
it's not going fishing in it.
Exactly.
I asked Sean if he would come here tonight. He doesn't have a good. He didn't have a good answer on the differences between the prices yet. He's going to come to the next board meeting, but I'll tell you now his pricing. Just to kind of let you know, to rebuild the existing blower we have is $6,000. A remanufactured blower is $16,000, and a new blower for that is $23,000.
And there's a warranty on the rebuilt one, right?
I don't know. I can't say yes or no because I don't know. I don't think he knew at the time because he hasn't looked into that far.
So, okay. We can't vote on it because we don't know anything, so. But it gives us an idea.
It'd be nice to know the warranty on the rebuilt, the reman, and the new.
Yeah, and hopefully he'll know whenever he comes here.
Right.
Next.
And they're rebuilding the 6,000, so that's probably the warranty right there.
Something else. Apparently, the contract with ERH is up in March. That might be something you need to start looking through, kind of pull out the old contract and start going through that, figure out what we need to change before we go to a new contract.
They've changed a lot of things for us.
So,
a little bit.
Because he brought that up the other day. I just wanted to put that out there as well. We've had issues. Last week, Sunday, we had, it started out when we replaced the hydrant at Galloway and Linden. When we got in there, we thought one valve at Whitehead and Linden would shut that main down, so I don't have to do, it's called a line stop. They drill into the main, they block the main off so you don't have water from one side. Well, I had to do two line stops on that to kill the water because I couldn't shut the water off from the other direction. So we added a valve in there, we added a valve in front of the fire hydrant, and the new hydrant. We've got a mess in the yard, we haven't gotten cleaned up yet there. We went and picked up rocks and sticks and stuff like that today. I've been getting I got emails yesterday. I was emailing back and forth with the landowner, the homeowner.
Is that the email I sent you, or a voicemail I sent you?
I don't know.
Because I didn't quite understand what he was, I didn't understand the voicemail very well.
I didn't quite catch the address, but okay. I think that was probably the one. Once it dries up enough, we'll try and clean that up a little bit more. So we did not get to the hydrant replacement at Marshall and Elizabeth. We got the hole kind of dug. There was a service line that we hit, and we had a mess. So.
Once is it the service line that was running off the meter, or off the hydrant?
Off the hydrant leg, yes.
And then there's another one that's hooked up the same way?
Yes.
That they found?
So they're coming back next Tuesday. We're going to finish that up. Hopefully that will go slick.
You can talk about the huge mess we had at, I say week because I was there for a minute, at a... Austin, Corey and Austin, they finally fixed that. That's probably part of the problems we're having with that, too. There's a clay tile that runs through there that originally they punched through. That whoever put the original water in.
Something happened with the that 2-inch water main, the existing water main that we're replacing. It went through the clay tile. Well, once we got that exposed, well, we didn't even get it exposed. It looked like we had a water main break right there because all the water was backed up in that clay tile. We got that opened up, finally got it pumped down, and we had the water main was cracked inside the clay tile. So hard telling how long that's been going on. So we got that repaired, and then the contractor looked at the pipe, he's going, well, there's some mud up in there. Well, what we found is when they were boring through there to put the new water main in, they hit that 6-inch clay tile smack dab and they busted it. It filled it full of mud. So it was kind of three bad things all there together. We got that all put back together. No more water issue. It was a mess for a while. I really thought it was coming from the house, but
it was kind of coming from the house. It was just
the
recycling.
Water, yeah, back and up and going around. So.
And has there some pump stopped since then? Well, it's without.
I told John to give me a call. I haven't heard anything back from him. I was going to send him a text, and I haven't yet. So. But then Sunday we had a water main break on Broadway between Calhoun and Elizabeth.
And that's a shout out to you, Woody and Hunter, too, because you worked in the rain to get that put back together.
And after
that was
Hunter
a mess.
Left, Max came. So, yeah, it was a mess. That was a huge break.
Which caused the boil order?
Yes. Max, or Mike and I repaired that main a while back, like 10 or 15 feet away. So, that's at least the third break on that main since I've been. So, these are things we kind of need to keep in mind
for the next.
That we need to start replacing more and more and more and more and more.
So, yeah.
Again, I'd like to do some hydrants, some more hydrants next year, maybe get some more engineering done for some more stuff after that. But I don't know if Bob has ever looked at the Reynolds Street portion of that phase yet. So a lot of our water maps we're finding aren't that good. A lot of the stuff has been stored in people's memories and not on paper, so eventually I'd like to change that too so we can get stuff 20 years down the road, hopefully I'll be retired. I can hand this off to somebody else and they know exactly what's going on. So, but this will be I don't want to leave somebody in the mess. I want to get as much information as I know, compile it, get it in a good format, and that'd be good to go. So.
Perfect.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Is that it?
Did we get any farther on looking at signs for the Rocket Road?
Signs.
Turn there?
I don't think so.
No, okay.
They were working up maybe a guardrail type thing there. So.
I've been asked this a lot. Could we look into adding, like, in and out of town, or in town, north and south, golf cart community signs?
Yeah.
I think, like, St. Joe has them, Homer has them. I've been asked about that several times.
Yeah. Put them on 45.
I could call.
It's probably not a bad idea.
I call my sign
expensive,
guy.
Yeah.
What he would suggest on that. I don't know if I've got any money left in my sign budget this year. If I do, I'll see what I can do. So
put a couple up. Cool.
Anything else?
All right. I think so. All right, well, thank you.
Here.
All right, good luck.
All right.
Treasurer's report. Or no, police department. Any questions for the police department? We have the...
In your package, you should have this graph. And this is the July, August, and September calls for service compared to this year and the last 2 years, just to kind of give you an idea of what... how our calls are. Well, pretty much... even with them off and on here, not too far up to not too far down. So we're just keeping pretty steady on those kinds of things. The other thing you have on your desk, I just got that done today, was the October 2018 calls for service and investigations and traffic and so forth. And it looks like that there. It should be right there on your table. I was able to get that done in today. Got the stats in a little bit earlier than usual. And not really anything there that's too apparent. I'm sure you guys heard news about the few of the burglaries we had. Less than 20 seconds away from getting this guy in the house before I found out that the guy told him to get out of the house. So it was like, we just missed him. We have no descriptions, no nothing, so there's nothing I can tell you about it. I do know that he didn't take anything out of either of us. And that puzzles me. I've never seen somebody go into a house and take something. I think that's about the only thing on here that's noteworthy. If you've got any questions or comments about that, I'm here.
Okay. Questions?
Cars are doing good.
That's good.
Any issues with our cars lately? Which is good.
And the truck's being driven a lot, so.
Yeah.
You just jinx that, you know?
I know.
Yeah, I know. I hope I didn't do that. Yeah, even our oldest car, which is a 2011, is really doing far more better than I thought it would. So we've got some good quality cars right now.
Cool. Right.
And the only other thing I've got is when you get to the nuisance stuff, if you have any questions on that stuff.
Oh, you're standing. What's any questions about the nuisance stuff?
Okay. Most of what I've been doing is working with
Justin
Bruner, who I guess is the attorney for the four properties that you are looking to take to court. And we've been working with him. I've taken pictures of them and as close as I could get to them. And then I gave him a specific list of what I think they're looking for in these things, in the pictures, cars, plates, whatever. There are some things that are behind these things that I have no clue what's in there. I can see some of them are like scrap metal or things like this. So I just put miscellaneous items at that point because I can't go back to do it. On North Forestry, the one on North Forestry there, I can't see the backyard from there because, you know, the train tracks are on one side, and you can't see anything from the front side because everything blocking everything to view it. So I gave him the best that I could on those. He seemed to be appreciative of that, said that's exactly what he needed. And can you see what the next step was?
He sent us emails yesterday that he's sending out letters.
Starting to send out letters, so that's where we are with that. Okay. The rest of the recent stuff, I don't have anything done because I spent most of my time on this stuff.
Regular letters had gone to all those properties, but there's an official notice that we do when we're leading up to court, so that's what he's sending out now.
That's for the, those are for the ones in yellow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then the ones in green are getting a letter from you, Mark, or that's the next step?
I don't know. Let me look at the green ones because it's a pick in that green one.
So, who violated them? Green? Is that what they're for?
I don't know.
Is that what we're doing here?
No.
Here. Yeah, green is properties and the attorney letter sentences on the bottom.
Yeah, so that's, do you have that list?
Yeah.
If I don't, I will.
Okay.
And I know someone in the front office who will make sure I send them out.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like there's several there.
I haven't sent those out, have I?
I haven't seen
I haven't sent anything for a long time, so
yeah.
I'm sure the answer's no.
Okay.
If you could just make sure I get a copy of whatever we sent in the village,
mm-hmm.
so that I have that and then I can refer to that when I send off mine.
It's been probably 3 weeks then since some of these were looked at and might need to be another glance before we decide. We're taking care of something in the meantime.
There is one property that I've been paying attention to. And that's the 406 that we've had, you know, around Whitehead. And the fence is up. She's in compliance at this point. I've been watching to see what the wind is doing. Still holding. So I think that we may have a done deal.
Hopefully.
And that's pretty much it. And if you have any questions for me, I'll try to answer them.
Anything else? You want to take one before these letters go out to the green on some of these?
Can you take a pass at the ones that are highlighted in green?
You know,
so that we can.
I've got the blue and the brown. I don't have green on.
Before we send a letter.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to look at the green.
Okay.
It may just be yours printed different.
Yours might have printed blue because all there is yellow and blue or yellow and green.
Green. I've got the yellow ones, which is the four that I just mentioned, and I got. Blue.
So I don't have blue.
I'm sure Brandy can resend
it
to
you.
I'll just send it to you tomorrow.
Yeah, that's all I got.
Perfect.
I don't know about the blue ones.
See, I've got a lot of blue.
Yeah, we don't have blue.
The blue is a whole nother level.
We don't have blue.
They may be green.
Okay.
So, well, just get up with Brandy Monday,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
We'll get those looked at real quick, and then Mark can send his lawyer letters.
Okay.
All right, anything else? All right, treasurer's report. The bills. Questions on the bill?
I make a motion to pay bills as is.
Second.
Okay, we'll go.
Bubbo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock?
He's gone. Left the building. All right, I didn't see any sewer credits, but I've missed them before in here.
I didn't see any.
Okay, cool. All right. Approval of regular session minutes, October 16th, 2018.
I'll make a motion to accept meeting the minutes for October 16th and October 25th, 2018.
Second.
Special
meeting. All in favor? Yes, all in favor, right? All in favor? Anybody against? Perfect. What is this? Oh, I see what you're talking about. Nothing for executive session. Public hearing review. Do we have the thing for the Calhoun? Oh, perfect.
I brought paper copies. What you're basically doing is this ordinance would vacate the alleyway that's on the south side of 208 Calhoun. And if you just generically vacate and half of it goes to one property, half it goes to the other property. As I understand it, for this one, we want it all to go to the one at 208 Calhoun, and if we don't, then I can just change the ordinance.
I think so, because they're the ones that wanted it, plus they were taking that tree down. So we need to double check they took the tree down, which that would have been a good map question before I left.
She was on there earlier.
And then I have some language that keeps an easement underneath it, which you could strike out if you wanted to, but I never know what we're going to want to run through there at some point in time.
No, we're
going to
leave the easement.
My bias is just leave it in there.
Yeah, leave the easement.
Which would mean that they either couldn't build over that property, or to do so, they'd have to come get our permission because we have an easement.
Which, setback wise, I don't think they could build on it anyway, so.
Not much.
Yeah. What number would this one be? Ones back, we'll record this.
Yeah, we're getting ready to vote on it now.
Okay. Office, so that way they'll actually show up somewhere. Unlike most village vacations.
What ordinance number would this be, Brandy? We did not take the tree down. Until we know
she put it on the main page. I put it on. I did it private. Okay. So that's the question. Do you want to wait on this until the tree comes down?
She says she's waiting.
Okay.
I mean,
if
it's
we
not
vacate,
really,
it's not our problem.
Not really
the tree falls.
Tree. Yeah,
that
that's,
it's,
and that's
it's her tree now. So,
so I said we go ahead and do it. And
all right,
I'll make a motion to accept ordinance vacating an alley located adjacent to south of 208 North Calhoun Street, ordinance number 18-0-21.
Second.
Oh.
Ordinance.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
She's looking at a couple of there.
Perfect then. All right. The approval for the intergovernmental loan for the local government health plan.
Agreement.
Intergovernmental agreement. Apparently, reading is not a high point, apparently. This is for their health insurance. I'll change it over to.
It was. We approved to switch to local government health plan at the special meeting, but we have to approve the intergovernmental agreement with them.
Then I can sign it if you guys approve it. I don't need this, right?
You need
motion
to sign them.
Motion to approve the intergovernmental agreement with local government for the local government health plan. Is this with the state of Illinois?
Yes.
With the state of Illinois Department of Central Management Services.
I'll second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Stuck with it. Alright. Okay. We already did nuisance. I didn't see any special events. No executive session. Now, one announcement though, through the Nextdoor app, we can do mass notices. All people have to do is put their phone number in there. And then for water boil orders and stuff like that, they'll get a text message. They can opt into the service. Brian's going to put a link on this.
He's already done it.
He's already done it. Mm-hmm. And outstanding. So, anything else for discussion? Good order. What about putting, since it was brought up, and I don't know if it'd be an ordinance or if we can just do a, if we can just do it, is for new water accounts, putting a deposit on it.
I think that needs to be in your ordinance.
Needs to be in the ordinance, okay. Yeah. What does everybody think about that? That would take care of the landlord issue of the ordinances. Most of it, unless it's really, really super high. But normally we get them caught most of the time if they get too crazy high.
I'm good with it, but I'd still like to have the ordinance.
For the landlords?
For the landlords to be responsible.
Okay.
I don't think I'm against it.
Not against it? Not against it. What would the deposit be? $50?
I wouldn't want to go above 50 because that's...
Because it's getting expensive. Because most water bills are under 50, especially for an apartment or a...
And I say if we're going to go ahead and change the ordinance, we need to start enforcing the application process.
What's the application process?
It's in our ordinance already that somebody has to, that you have to fill out an application to get water service, but...
Then do it. Yeah. Make your application and start using it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
All right.
So is that going to be just for rentals or for anybody who gets water?
It's a good question.
I would say anybody, because we have residents that were $200-$300 when they moved out.
I agree.
Which, that will be controlled because we're more on top of giving them notice and shutting them off. I think there was a little negligence before any of us of that happening.
Yeah, and I think with the office staff we have now, they're staying on top of things really well. We've had a couple errors that we've caught, which is great. So if anybody does get one, they've paid it. That they'll double check because the account number stays with the house. So if a new person moves in, they get the same account number. Mm-hmm. So the final bill that goes out, sometimes it's happened a couple times, and Summer's really good about it, Brandy's really good about it. Going back, and if someone says, hey, I already paid that, they'll go back and check and see if it got credited back, and they've caught several, four.
We've caught a few that were applied to the 00 account instead of the final account.
It's easy to double check, and all people have to do is just call in, and that's a super easy fix. So I think things are relatively, for the most part, going relatively smooth on it, and we've had $2,000 or $3,000 paid in so far on the accounts, the past two accounts. Like I said, several landlords have paid in with no complaints.
When does it all get sent off to the company?
They're finalizing all the paperwork, and then we've got to do a rough run-through to do a test on the different accounts, and then we'll upload everything after that's done. So they're hoping by the end of December.
That's what I was wondering about first of all.
So for my purposes... it'll be a $50 deposit for all new customers that start after the ordinance is passed. Does that sound?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Do you have any idea what the average delinquent dollars is? I'm not sure the 50 is enough, but I don't care the last time my water bill was under
$50.
No, but
I don't want to penalize everybody just because of it.
We wouldn't
be penalizing everybody. I think it's part of the application, and it's...
Or the new year.
It protects us.
Yeah, I would say an average water bill of an average household is about $50 a month, 40 to 50. I mean,
we're above average.
Most of us are in that 40 to 50.
We appreciate that.
Taking the fact that we bill a month behind, a final bill is usually $75-$80.
The problem with going much higher than that, though, is sometimes electric company will ask for a deposit. Sometimes, you know, and then you end up with then the deposit to move into a place, and it gets really expensive really quick.
And we'll still, if it's over that, we're still trying to collect that money. So basically that $50 would cover Brandy's time.
And that's something we can work with the landlords, too. If they're collecting a deposit, and now we're not double zinging them that they're getting a deposit from the landlord, getting a deposit from us, getting a deposit from the other utilities, and we know at least have $50 of it covered. So then the landlord might have to cover $25 of it if we can't get it back from the original person who used it.
And if the landlords put water in their name and pay the bill out of rent, then in reality, the
yeah, but that could get expensive if you have a tenant that just decides just to run their water all the time.
That's
and that happened.
That's part of the business.
Yeah,
it's true.
Raise the rent or get rid of the tenant.
Yep. So.
Well, and that also gives our landlords the ability to, you know, change their thinking. You know, I know this tenant's leaving. They paid a deposit to come in. Contact the village, find out if they owe any money, and if they don't pay it, you keep that out of their deposit. If you're responsible for it, there's no money out of your pocket if you have kept that deposit available in case they leave.
Yeah. I'm fine with $50 to answer the original question. Everybody fine with $50?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
I can always raise it.
Yeah, if it doesn't work out. If a year goes by and it doesn't work out, we can go bump it up. All right, any other?
Yes. So I just have one thing to say. Recently, there was a Washington Post article that seemingly gave Tolono a black eye. And apparently, people are interested in what Terrence has to say about it. Freedom of speech is freedom of speech. It doesn't matter if I like the speech or if anybody else likes the speech. But freedom of speech in this country affords everyone the opportunity to have their own views, their own opinions, and say whatever they want, whether the person next to them or across from them agrees with it. I've been associated with Tolono for 20 years. And I lived in Tolono and left Tolono. There were some issues that helped me leave Tolono. But I have come back to Tolono, and I want to raise my family in Tolono because of what I believe Tolono is and can be. So I want everyone that's watching online and those in this room to know that whether it's a swastika that's been misappropriated or a Confederate battle flag that's been misappropriated and people have taken the wrong meanings of what those things originally were, that's not on me. That's on them and their ignorance. If they learned what it was, they'd learn it wasn't actually a big deal. And I just want those that are concerned about what Terrence might be thinking. I don't care. You have the right to believe what you want, and so do I. If I believe that what you think is wrong, that's up to me. But Tolono as a whole is far better than anybody's ignorant thoughts about race. It is far better and deserves far more credit than what has been thrown all over Facebook or that might have been read into the Washington Post article. So I just want those that are concerned to know that Terrence loves Tolono, and my wife might hate when I say this, but I don't plan on leaving Tolono for a while. She just wants to be in the country, so. But
kind of in the country.
No, in the country. So have no fear. People are going to be people, and we have to let them be people, no matter whether we agree with them or not. That's it.
Thank you, Terrence. Does anybody else have anything?
You have one thing for executive?
Oh. No, we already offered an executive and you said no.
No, you were executive session minutes.
All right, well, I need a motion to go into executive session then.
Make a motion to go into executive session for consideration. For the limited purpose of discussing hiring, performance, compensation, and or employment of one or more village employees, possible litigation, and acquisition of land.
I'll second.
Do you still have the statutory references, or are you going to look them up real quick?
It's not on here.
I thought I saw
I've been too busy doing Rob's other stuff to do that.
I know. I've been keeping her kind of busy. Actually, you haven't heard much out of me this week.
How was your trip?
It's good. We still.
Mm-hmm.
Was anybody able to sign paychecks next Friday?
I'm out of town.
I might be able to come in before you're working.
I think like they're usually done around 10-ish.
ILCS 120/2C1.
That's for personnel.
Yeah.
And is it just about personnel?
It's just personnel.
Oh, then. So I think you're amending your ordinance to just to eliminate the reference to litigation and acquisition.
Yes, I am.
I second that.
Second.
There we go.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Payne?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Trulock? No, he's not done.